You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Oh, welcome back. Let me I better find the cocktail corner sting, guys, just to make this official and then it's legit, like it actually happened.
Sweet.
It's time for Cocktail Corner, proudly sponsored by Red Bar and Chi.
Correct. And Alex from Red Bar has brought along a friend, Bill from Floston Paradise. How's it going, man?
Hey, good, man. How you doing?
Let's get nice and close to that mic. You guys might have to... here you go. Just take this one, because I got two. I don't need two.
Beautiful. There we go.
I know, yeah. I made it look like I needed two, but I don't.
Hogging. Come on, dude.
So, I'm assuming two people, two cocktails?
Yeah.
Yes.
What a treat.
Yeah. Exciting.
Good.
Exciting. Do you want to go first, Bill?
Or yeah, do can do.
I see brown liquor.
Brown liquor. That's going to be rum. So, it's Bacardi Carta Oro. So the cocktail I'm making at the moment, it's part of a competition at the moment called Bacardi Legacy. I've got myself in the top two.
You're deep in the zone of this right now.
Yeah, two weeks
to go.
There's two left.
People are serious about cocktails,
this
man.
This is the build up.
So yeah, I've literally been on like the last 4 months, just a marketing campaign, just to try and get the drink out there, get exposure, make the next classic, like the Mojito, the Daiquiri, the Cuba Libre kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Shit, that must be quite a hard task.
Ah, it's intense, man. It's like a second job.
Yeah, man.
Put the work in and the rewards will come.
Right on.
Yeah.
Actually, I can vouch for it.
That's actually just a great comment. Listen to that, kids. Put the work in and what was it? The rest, something else happens?
I don't remember.
just rewind it later and then write it down.
Hashtag whatever that was.
The beauty of radio.
How should we attack it? Are we both going both at the same time or one at a time? What's the vibe?
Go Bill.
Okay, so pretty much this cocktail is called City Roots, and it's inspired by growing up around Caribbean culture back home in Leicester. So I was initially born in Brixton in South London, and I was one of very few white kids where I lived.
Fair enough.
And a woman that used to look after me was a Jamaican lady called Connie, and she used to look after about 8 or so of the kids.
Yeah.
So when I started to learn to talk, I had a Caribbean accent.
Oh, you'd have a bit of twang.
So there's this little white boy running around with a Caribbean twang to his accent.
That's perfect. I love that stuff.
And, can I point out he's not just white?
Yeah.
It's a bit fiery in the beard.
The beard.
It's looking strong though. It's nicely tailored.
I had a little bit of a trim today. It was well needed.
Mm.
So yeah, we start off with the cocktail with just 40 mils of Bacardi Gold or Bacardi Carta Oro. And it's an easy drink to make. You literally just lob all the ingredients into a glass and build it in there, so there's no shaking.
I'm going to
have
to take a whiff of that Bacardi because it looks curious to me. So it's like so they're kind of divorcing the white rum traditional angle and they're going down the dark route a bit.
Well, they've always been there. The Bacardi Superior has always been like the one that people see and one people know.
Here in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
In Latin America, you buy that in a 3-liter plastic container. It is the one that people drank it.
I see.
It was the rum and coke rum of choice back home. Yeah,
it's a beautiful gold for sure.
Yeah, it's tasty rum as well. Mm. They've also got Bacardi 8-year-old, which is one of my favorite drinking. They call it Ocho now.
Is that clear? Is that colored at all? Or is it clear?
Yeah, it's a little bit darker than this.
Wow. Okay.
I'll bring some up for a cocktail.
Why not?
Yeah, in a little shorter bottle.
Yeah, it's a little squatty one that sits on the shelf nicely. Hmm.
So I'm literally firing ahead here and throwing everything into the glass.
Is that a sugar syrup I see?
Yeah, it is a sugar syrup, yeah. So what I've got in here, so we've got the Bacardi Gold. We've got a bit of falernum. So falernum's like a Caribbean-styled syrup, like sort of like a flavor profile, like limes, ginger, cloves, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Banana liqueur. So just get that fruity
banana element. Liqueur. Hey, yeah, there we go.
Yeah, if it's going to be cocktails, it's going to be fun. And what's more fun than bananas, right?
Right on.
And what else we got in there? We got a bit of citrus, so fresh lemon.
Nice.
So without that, it's going to be like sweet and sickly. But with the citrus, it makes it refreshing and vibrant.
Kind of the balance.
Yeah, it's going to make you want another one, that's for sure.
Mint.
Going to have a little bit of orange bitters in there as well.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, you chucked me bitters out of your bag.
Is that just extra?
Oh, side pocket.
A little extra twang.
Yeah. Well, the bitters, it kind of heightens the citrus elements and also gives the drink a bit more of a mouthfeel.
Right.
And the reason why there's a little bit of sugar in there as well, because the sugar just acts like a glue. So the ingredients are all good there, but the glue just binds them together mm-hmm. and like allows them to work really well together.
I'm familiar with the power of sugar.
Snack time.
Sweet, sweet stuff.
Oh, and we're doing just old school press of a lemon there. Ah, yeah. Half
get
a lemon.
Get it fresh.
Nice.
Fresh from the lemon. Lob that straight in. And so with this drink, we use crushed ice. So you're thinking mojitos, you're thinking of drinking...
You got ice in a bag.
I've got a bag and I've got a mallet. You put ice in the bag.
An ice sack.
Smash the hell out of it.
Oh, it's kind of doing what a tea towel would do, but it's a bag.
Yeah, yeah.
Rad.
So it's called a Lewis bag.
I like it.
Yeah.
Hey, texter, that last song was Ben James Leo, Deep, FYI. Thank you for texting.
Thank you. Please come again.
Yeah. Thank you kindly.
So as I was saying, like, you don't
need... Oh, it's been pulverized. Get your shave
ice. So you don't shake this drink, but in order to mix it, you got to dilute it. So if you don't dilute it, then it's just going to be too much.
Right.
So
you got a nice little stick there.
A stick here. So this is a swizzle stick, which originates from the Caribbean.
Right on.
So the drink itself is...
Oh, look at that. It's like starting a fire with a stick scenario. Yeah, yeah.
So I say this cocktail is inspired by a growing up around Caribbean culture back home.
Right.
And so all the elements in there are pretty Caribbean orientated. The tool used to mix it.
Even the tool, yeah.
Yeah. Right. So get a good mix in there.
So just, ladies and gents, the tool is like a long stick and it's just got like little branches coming off it at the end, but just nicely sewed, so it's like a star shape. And it looks to be a really great little mixing tool.
Yeah, so this is actually cut fresh from a tree.
Nice.
And then you just take the, what do you call them? Expanding branches out.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's a word.
The
for
funny
it.
Thing
I
is
remember.
These are cultivated specifically
yeah,
and
no doubt.
Sold to us for ridiculous
yeah,
sums of money.
Yeah, as like a found
as a
item.
Cocktail thing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's quite amusing.
Beauty. A bit more ice in there. And to garnish the drink as well, I'm going to use like a grapefruit twist. The grapefruit itself is a hybrid between a Jamaican sweet orange, keeping in line with that Caribbean theme.
Right on.
And the Palermo. So that just gives it like a lovely citrus nose.
Oh yeah, I just seen it like fire off out there.
Yeah, squeeze all that out.
Wait, the day that somebody did that and then lit it with a lighter, it fucking blew my mind.
Yeah.
Like I was like, what the fuck's going on right now?
Fruit is
flammable.
I remember doing it like into candles when I was a kid.
I just feel like a genius, eh?
Yeah.
Fire. Scientist.
The ants are like, yes, they're no longer mucking around with me anymore.
Yeah.
So yeah, there we have it, man.
Cool.
So the idea of this drink is you just want to be sitting somewhere outside in the sun.
This is the cricket.
Listening to reggae.
Yeah,
hard. Just chilling out. You
yeah,
know?
I feel like you've already genred this drink. There's no getting away now.
Yeah. I told you it'd be easy as soon as I made it, you'll know which genre it'd be in. And so the perfect song I love for this tune, for this drink, is Toots and the Maytals, 5446.
What does that mean? What?
The song by Toots and the Maytals,
oh,
5446.
Right.
As soon as I heard that tune, I was like, that just goes so well with this
nice,
drink.
Nice.
All right, pass it over.
Let's have
let the man taste
it. Taste, yeah, there we go. I've deliberately not gave you a straw.
I was going to say, just get my face all up on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, well, it's one thing, like, all bars need
the
to
the ice
be...
filters it really nicely,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Mm. Well, bars need to just stop throwing out so many plastic straws and that.
Good call.
You know?
Yeah,
so cool. Either get eco straws or.
Oh, steel ones. I always feel a, bit,
yeah, yeah.
feel a bit special when I get a steel straw. Yeah.
I'm sure like, I'm going to take my teeth out. That's the only problem.
But then I reckon people are probably nicking those as well.
Yeah,
eh?
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is ripping.
Yeah. Where, really where's good. Your mind? It's white sand, Caribbean beach.
Hard.
Chilling out.
From where you'd rather be.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I am doing rum as well.
This is like an ice block, but it's alcoholic ice block.
You've got Big Hungry nailed. So I'm using a rum as well. I'm using Rum Bullion, which is a new to New Zealand spiced rum.
Give
the
geese, mate.
There we go.
Oh, she.
I actually tried this for the first time.
Lovely, lovely.
Yeah, 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 really good.
It
yeah.
Almost looks like
tasty,
a...
Tasty, tasty.
Very, very good looking bottle.
So what I've done is I've added...
Oh, wow, the smell is amazing.
50 mils of that, just a bit of a good slosh into... my shaker with 20 mils of lemon juice, pouring it over a pre-prepared hipster cup.
There's vanilla in here. I knew that's what I smelled.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love vanilla, dude.
There's also some allspice.
Yeah, they've got all sorts
of. It's got
in
a
here.
Whole bunch of yummy stuff going on. And once again, it seems like it's a bit repetitive, but I am really quite enamored by the ginseng and ginger. I'm going to use the swizzle stick. Yeah, get in there, motherfucker. There we go. All right. Cool.
Almost feel like you could just sip that rum. It smells so good.
And I'm going to call this some sort of iced tea.
Mmm. Ooh, damn, that rum is really gnarly. I need to get a bottle of that rum. What is it called? Rum bouillon.
Rum bouillon. Shit. Yeah, nice, well put together packaging.
Hey, whoever's texting me, you know where I am. You know what I'm doing.
Yeah, he's at work. Leave him alone.
Come on.
They know that you've got two drinks in your hands. Because Johnny's not here to help.
Alex, I'm going to call yours early music.
Early music? All right. Cool. Thanks, I think.
And Bill, yours is just straight. Yours is just straight reggae or dub, bro. Isn't that messing with that calypso, perhaps, like last week?
I'm actually throwing an event on this Sunday. Mm-hmm. It's like, as this competition draws to an end, it's kind of like a thank you for everyone that's got involved. That's going to be like reggae, dub, dancehall, Caribbean barbecue up at Flossed and Paradise. Mm-hmm. So that's from 3 p.m. on Sunday.
Nice.
So it's got a beautiful outdoor area, man.
When do you find out who wins the sling that you're in?
So the final's going to be on the 13th of February.
Do we need to take a couple of people out? Or?
There's going to be a big night out somewhere.
It's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah. So we have to do like a marketing presentation and let the judges know how we've returned their investment and what we've done, what we've created. And
do you have to dress up all nice when you do it?
Man. Yeah, so then we do like a live performance, like you get mic'd up, suited up, get your hair did, and explain like the inspiration, make it for the judges, and yeah, man, it's always a good event. Mm. Always a good event.
Yep, should be quite a lot of fun.
Good combo of drinks, gents.
I say, can I try the iced tea?
Yeah, absolutely.
Ooh,
I was on the side, you can put.
Ah, sweet.
Sorry. It's not like we just passed her anymore.
Well, you know, after laneway, anything could have happened, you know.
Sneakily changes the glasses around.
Yeah.
Alex is like a rounder one, like more of a dessert angle, and yours is definitely like in the sun.
Yeah, man.
Awesome.
Lovely jubbly.
Well,
thank you kindly.
Thanks to Chi for providing us with lovely product and participating in our ramblings on the radio.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're good like that.
Yeah. We encourage
I've been
experimentation.
To bring one of them up, actually.
Oh, you should.
Yeah. We're working on it.
If I feel like you could, like, if you're at home and you want to sort of blow minds, start mixing with Chi. It's a great mixer, eh?
It's really surprising if you just like make it in the kitchen and take it out to people.
Yeah. You know, I feel like
preconceptions.
Yeah. If you're doing like something you'd normally put like a tonic in, just use Chi instead.
It's just a bit different. Just because another level.
Exactly. And just don't be afraid of citrus with it. I think that's probably my biggest comment on it from a bartender's perspective.
What do you mean? Don't be scared.
Don't be afraid of using citrus because it complements Chi so well. It doesn't matter which one you're using. Yes, nice. Totally rock and roll.
Sweet.
Cool. Cheers, bro.
Thank you kindly.
Nice one, man.
Thanks for coming up, Bill.
No, anytime, man. It's good fun.
I agree. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yummy, yummy. That was Cocktail Corner, proudly sponsored by Red Bar and Chi.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.